So many of you guys have been asking me for some quick and juicy short practices, especially around detoxing the body. We want to get that body ringed out, get rid of all those toxins, all those things that we've been storing in here. You know that old expression, detox to retox, baby. I've chosen this very beautiful place on our beach here in Costa Rica, and the sun is setting. What a better place to do this practice. So let's get our yoga clothes on and get ready to sweat a lot. This is going to be a little bit of a quicker pace kind of practice than what I normally teach to really kind of embody the energy here. My name is Yogi Aaron. Welcome to this detoxing yoga practice with me on the beach in Costa Rica. Let's get to work. Okay, so come on to all fours here. I want you to elongate the spine. And just in this kind of spinal extension pose, just for a moment, just close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. As you inhale and exhale, feel the breath centering around the navel. Inhale deeply. Very good. And then exhale, let's come into downward facing dog. Inhale, come to all fours, lift the chest and heart. And exhale, come into downward facing dog. Inhale, come to all fours, lift the chest and heart. And exhale, come into downward facing dog. And inhale, come into plank pose here now. So, resting in plank just for a moment, let the hips dip, but lift the inner thighs up. Very good. Now take the navel into the spine, and then exhale, come into downward facing dog. Inhale, come to plank pose. From plank pose, let's slowly let the heels come to the right and lift the left hand, reach up to the sky, and then take the arm over the head. Now breathe into the navel, pull the pubic bone up into the navel, and then exhale, bring the hand down and come into downward facing dog. Come into plank pose again. Energize the inner thighs upwards, press back through the heels of the feet. Press back, or press up rather, through the shoulder blades just a little bit. And then pivot the heels over to the left this time. Bring the right hand, reach up to the sky. Open and blossom your heart forward and upwards. Then bring the arm over the head. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. And then bring the right hand down, come back into downward facing dog. Inhale, come to plank pose. This time lift your right leg up. Just the right leg. Engage through that right glute as best as you can. Keep that glute engaged. Now bend the knee, press it up. Try to press up the leg without lifting the hips. So just press it up just for a moment. Very good. Now come into downward dog. Lift that leg up. Bend the knee. Keep pressing the foot up, and then express your heart upwards as you come into wild thing. Inhale deeply. And then slowly, see if you can take this side plank pose. Lift everything up. And then come back into three-legged dog. Come into plank. Keep lifting that leg up. Engage that right glute, and then lower down and come back into downward dog. Just delicious here. Now, if you're a happy puppy, wiggle your butt. Come into plank pose. Very nice. Now lift a left leg up. Really engage that left glute. And without lifting the hips, bend the knee and lift or press that foot upwards. Press it upwards. Press it up. Very good. And then come into three-legged dog. Bend the knee. And then come over into wild thing here. Oh, really feel your heart opening. Nice. And then if you can, kind of lost some traction here through the sand. But if you can, lift that leg up. and then come into downward dog. You know, part of our yoga practice is to cultivate that attitude of being a happy mess. Come back into plank, lift that leg up, and then lower down. Very nice. Bring the knees down, the chest down, slide forward into Bhujangasana, cobra pose. Take a moment here, look over your left shoulder. Come back to Bhujangasana, look over your right shoulder. Very good. Come back to Bhujangasana center, lift up, and then exhale, come into downward dog. Really nice. Inhale, come to plank. Now this time, here's a little bit of a challenge. So if you can keep the knees off the floor, do that. But if you want to challenge yourself, gently bring your right elbow down, your left elbow down. Pull the navel into the spine. Good, now heels over to the right. Lift the left hand, reach up to the sky. Turn the left corner of your mouth upwards. Half smile. And then come back down. Bring the forearm down, balance in the middle for a sec, and then pivot over to the left and bring the right hand up. Really getting into those lateral obliques. Really nice. Inhale deeply, and then exhale. Come back into the center one last time. Navel to spine. Come back up into plank. And then downward dog. Don't we just love downward facing dog? Adho Mukha Svanasana. Bring the feet up to the hands slowly. Very good. And then from here, inhale, lift the chest and the heart halfway. Bring your hands to your hips for a moment. Exhale, come forward. Lift up the thighs. Inhale, come on all the way up. And exhale, bring the hands to Namaste Mudra. We're gonna do one of my favorite poses here called Garudasana. Such a great pose for detoxing and just getting blood flowing. A big part of detox is just getting things moving. And one of those things is blood. So the way I teach this, is come bend your knees a bit. And the way I teach is accessible for everybody, so anybody can do this. Because the first part is just to bend the knees, bring the feet together and the thighs together and squeeze. Now, I'm gonna get a little graphic here, but if you can, squeeze your rectum, squeeze your anus, squeeze your testicles and your ovaries, whatever you got down there, just squeeze it. Good, now if you're comfortable there, and you want to try something a little different, lift your right leg up. Very good. Now, squeeze the thighs together. Very good. Just squeeze it all together. Good, bring the arms out. Bring your right arm underneath your left. It's okay, by the way, if you fall over. I fall over all the time. It's the tale of the fallen yogis. Lift the chest and heart. Now come on over. If you can, bring your elbows towards your knee. Mine doesn't quite touch, that's fine. But I want you to now to squeeze. Squeeze your anus, your rectum, your testicles, your spectacles, your ovaries, everything, your glutes. Squeeze it, squeeze it, squeeze it. Now lift it up. Lift it up. Lift the right knee up. And then exhale, slowly lower the right foot down. Turn your palms open, take a deep, delicious breath. Take in this beautiful nature. Take in your friends, if you're practicing with your friends. Just take it all in. You're deserving of this. You're deserving to receive it all. Very good, let's do the other side now. So, bend the knees and lift your left leg up. I'm sorry, let's back up. Bend the knees, bring the feet together. The heels together, the thighs together. Bend a little bit more. Come into the heels of the feet, lift the toes. Now again, squeeze everything. And in that place of squeezing, if you want to go a little further, lift the left leg up. Now, sometimes you see different variations of this foot and wrapping around the ankle bone. Don't worry about that. Just squeeze the thighs together. Squeeze them as much as you can. Bring the arms out. And then if you want to, bring the left arm underneath the right. And again, squeeze. If you can, come a little bit more forward and squeeze. Squeeze everything together. Squeeze your testicles, your spectacles, your ovaries. Squeeze your anus, your glutes, your rectum. And then inhale, falling over. Tale of the falling yogis. Lift up the left knee. And then exhale, bring the foot down. And just turn the palms open. It's just delicious. From here, bring your feet about 6 inches apart. Inhale, sit back into chair. Very good. Exhale, come forward a bit. Inhale, come back into chair. Lift up, sit back, then inhale, come and stand, exhale, namaste mudra. Inhale, bend the knees, come into chair. Sit back a little bit more. Now this time, exhale, bend your, bring your hands into namaste in front of your heart. Twist as much as you can to your left. Twist as much as you can to your left. Now look down and notice if your right knee is popped forward. Take that right knee back. And then twist again. Pull the right knee back, twist again. Pull the right knee back, twist again. Lift the heart. Pull the right knee back, twist. And then inhale, come and stand. And exhale, bring the hands down to the sides. Samastiti. Turn the palms open. Receive all the blessings of life because they are pouring out to you. And all of the blessings of life want to see you succeed and live your best life. Bring the arms up. Bring the feet about 6 inches apart. This time we'll do the other side. Bring the hands to namaste. Twist to the right. Bring the left elbow towards the right knee a bit, but look down at your knees. Pull that left knee back. Twist. Pull that left knee back. Twist. Pull that left knee back, twist and lengthen. Pull the left knee back, twist and lengthen, holding there. Breathing deeply, breathing. Good, and then inhale, come and stand back up. And exhale, bring the hands down to Namaste Mudra and then Samastiti. Inhale deeply. And exhale deeply. Breathing in and breathing out. Very good. Inhale, bring the arms, reach up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale, take the feet back, downward facing dog. This is a great technique to get the digestive system moving, to get the blood flowing. And inhale, come into upward facing dog. And exhale, come into downward facing dog. Let's do it a few more times. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, upward dog. Keep those thighs firmed, lifting off the ground to support your lower back. Lift up at the pubic bone. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Two more. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Inhale, up dog. And exhale, downward dog. Inhale, take the right leg up. Exhale, take the foot up to the hands. Breathe in, warrior one. Exhale, warrior two. From warrior two, inhale deeply. And exhale, bring the left hand down the left leg. Right hand reaches up. Take the left hand now. Bring it forward, turn the palm up. Now, you're kind of doing a bit of a twist here. So you're coming back into this lateral pose, but then also twisting open. Bend the front knee a little bit more. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. Inhale, exhale. Windmill the hands down to the ground. Right foot back, downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, take the left foot forward. Breathe into warrior one. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale deeply. Exhale, bring the right hand down the right leg. Left hand reaches up. Bring the right hand, turn it forward. Bring it forward, turn the palm up. Now, keep coming back. Bring the shoulder towards the hip bone. Engaging those oblique fibers. Don't worry about the stretch here, it'll come. Bend the front knee. Keep reaching with the right hand. Lift the chest up. Keep reaching. Keep reaching. Beautiful. Keep pressing down. Exhale, windmill the hands down to the ground. Take the left foot back, downward facing dog. And just because it's so nice, let's take a plank pose. Really pull the navel into the spine. Lift your right leg up, lower the hips a bit. Lift the right leg up. Feel that right glute engage. Getting some hip extension there. Lower the right foot, navel the spine. Lift the left leg up. Engage that left glute, lower the hips a little bit. Lift the leg up higher, engage the glute. And then down and come into downward facing dog. How are you guys doing? Want to do one more? Okay, so let's bring the right leg up. Inhale, take the foot up to the hand. Stay on the back toes this time. Bring the arms, reach up. Now, so many people collapse their belly here. So if you're a collapser, which you probably are, no shade, then start to straighten the right leg a little bit. Take your hands to your belly and to your pubic bone and lift everything up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Bring your hands up to the sky like you're grabbing a piece of rope and pulling yourself up. Now, as you're pulling yourself up, bend your front knee. These things are working in opposition. Now, what I want you to do here is twist as much as you can to your right. Twist it. Twist it. Twisting is such a great way to get the detoxing juices going. Keep twisting. Good, and then from here, take the left hand down to the ground, right hand up to the sky. Keep that left hip lifting as you twist to your right. Take one more breath, and then exhale, bring the hands down, right foot back, downward dog. Take the left leg up, take the left foot up to the hands, stay on the back toes. Come up into high lunge. Now, let's do that same technique again. So bring the hands to the hips. Come and rise out of your waist. Again, so many of us collapse. I promise you, if you take a picture of yourself without me here, this is how you would look. I don't want you to look like that. So I want you to come on out. Straighten the leg a little bit. Lift the pubic bone away. This is how you start to involve your core in this practice. So lift up and away, then bend your front knee as you're lifting. Bring the arms, reach up to the sky, pull yourself up. Very good. Bending the front knee. Yes. Keep lifting up, but bend the front knee. Keep lifting up, lift up at the pubic bone. Bring the sides of the transverse abs to midline. Keep that action as you twist to your left this time. Broaden the collarbones as much as you can. And then slowly from here, keep lifting, broadening, lengthen the midline. Exhale, bring the right hand down. Notice that that right hip is dropping. Lift it up. Squeeze the hips into midline. Now open up. Take another breath in. Open your heart. Turn the corners of your mouth upwards. Exhale, bring the hand down. Left foot back, downward facing dog. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. Very nice. I'd like you to bring your knees down. We're gonna just end with one little posture. So coming into a cross-legged pose, we're gonna end with one little posture. Bring your hands behind your neck. Interlace the fingers, lift up through the heart. I want you to twist as much as you can to your right. Twist it, now lift up. Use the hands to keep lifting up your head, to lift up the back of your neck. Come back to center, inhale. Exhale, twist again to the right. Push a little bit through the heels of your feet to anchor your hip bones. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, twist to your right. Again, push through the heels of the feet. All of these twists are going to start moving your digestion, helping to eliminate toxins, engaging the lymphatic system. Inhale the arms up. Open your heart, exhale, hands to the knees. Inhale, bring the hands behind your neck. Lift up the chest and heart. Exhale, and this time twist to your left. Use the hands to lift at the back of the neck to guide the center of your chest upwards. Find that place, twist a little bit more, push through the heels of the feet. Inhale, back to center. Lift up again, exhale, twist to the left. Inhale, back to center. Lift up through the center of your chest. Exhale, twist. Inhale, back to center. Raise the hands up to the sky. Open yourself up to all the blessings of the universe. And exhale, bring those blessings to your heart center. I want to invite you to do anything that you feel like you need to do to finish your practice. Maybe it's a few more muscle activations. Maybe it's a sitting meditation. Or maybe it's a shavasana. Whatever you need to do to continue that feeling of being at home within yourself, please do that. But as you continue on in your day, be always reminded the blessings of the universe are waiting to fill your heart, to fill your soul. But also these blessings are waiting to be passed on. So pass it on freely as you continue the journey of manifesting and living your life purpose. Namaste, my friends.